Last off, Perek Gimel of the holy, holy, holy Ramchal, the Mesillas Yesharim, a holy Ramchal, 10 minutes will change your life. Hine harotze lepakech al atzmo. Somebody who wants to look after his life. Shtayim hina ashkafas hatzrichos loy. He has two things to think about, two things to focus on. Okay, so someone who wants to look after his life, that's what we just got finished saying in the last perek, is that it's important for a person to look after himself and to look after what he's doing in life. So somebody who wants to do that, there are two ways to do that. Number one, ha'achash, yizboinu ma'u ha'toiv amiti, what is the ultimate good, she'yivchar bo yadam? What's the tov amiti? What is the emes tov to choose? V'hara amiti she'yos b'menu. So you have one way to say this is ultimate good and this is the ultimate ra. That's number one. That's the first thing to do. Hashnia, the second thing to do, now you look at how you act. Alamais mashu oise. Look at your actions. Lirois imhei mechlal hatoiv oi mechlal hara. Where do my actions, what category do they fit under? Vizeh b'shas maisa, v'shaloi b'shas maisa. This is while you're doing it, right before you do it, or not, right, while you're doing it, and right before you do it, or a stam, right? You can think about how your Shabbos is. Think about, I want to have a great Shabbos. So right now, it's Wednesday night. It's not Shabbos. It's not 10 minutes before Shabbos, how I want to have a Shabbos. Think about it right now. B'shas ma'isa shoyis, yeah, seshum ma'isa mi'blish yishkoz ma'isa zayis ha'idiyah. Right? When it comes to at the time to do it, I'm not going to do anything before I think whether this thing is good or whether this is not good. Just like we're doing now. You could think about, okay, what in general do I do that I got to work on? And right now, I'm about to go to sleep soon. So what do I do? What am I doing before I go to sleep? What am I doing before I do something? To think about that. What do I have to... What are the things that I want to stop doing that I want to push away? And what are good things that I'm doing? So Zakta, holy, holy Ramchal, says the Ramchal, you got to think about your life. What do I want to do? What do I not want to do? What are the things that I want to continue? What are the things I want to stop? Oh, listen to these holy words. That's usually when we get into trouble. Because we're not mispoinin yachkar. When a person realizes, I have something that I got to stop doing, first he has to be mispoinin and yachkar. You have to process. You have to analyze. Very parenthetically, sometimes a person says, oh, I want to stop doing something, but he has trouble stopping to do it. You know why? Because he wasn't mispainin and he wasn't chayker. Because he didn't process, he didn't analyze what he's supposed to do. You hear this? It would be easier if you weren't born. We spoke about it today in Shir. It'd be easier. Noyach loy. It'd be much easier that you're not alive. But, achshav shenivra, yefashrish b'maysav. Now that you're alive, look at how you live your life. V'yikadamer yemashmish b'maysav. So the Ramchal says, there's a chilek between memashmish and yefashvish. The sirish shesheh l'shoinus hemsheh asar estoivus milus moed. Both these l'shoinus are beautiful. We're only 4 minutes in, and you already see how your life can change. Pishbush means I look in general. He says, is there something in my overall life that I'm doing that I want to stop doing? I'm not interested. I got to stop doing this thing. I got to be choyker. I got to be mispoinein. I got to process and understand. And I want to stop doing this. Ach, what's mishmush? Wachakira afilu b'maisim atovim asim. Then you look at the good things that you do. Lachkar v'lirayz hayesh b'nyanim ezeh p'niyah sh'loi toiva. Oh, there he says, lachkar. To be choyker, to analyze, to see, do I have maybe a little bit of a ulterior motive that I don't want to do it. So I'm doing something good, right? I'm going to daven, but I want to concentrate more when I'm in davening. One guy's saying, oh, it's hard for me to go to davening, so I want to start going to davening. I'm sleeping too late. I want to get rid of that. The other guy is, no, I get up and I go to davening, but I want to strengthen my davening. That's what he says. That's the mishmush versus pishpush. Pishpush is, I got to stop sleeping late. Mishmush is, I'm going to davening. I'm getting up early, but I want to say moda'ani with more kavana. I want to concentrate more during davening. It's like right back in the day, they would check it out. Is it strong clothing? Unbelievable. So beautiful, the Ramchal. So simple. So beautiful. Klal adavar. Bottom line is, think about your life, what you're doing. Umefakech al drachav. Shelo lahaniach. Three things. Lo lahaniach her gora. I don't want to do things habitually that are bad. Umidara. I want to work on my bad midas. Kol shkein. Aveirav afesha. For sure, if I'm actually doing things that are aveirus and doing things that are not good things. So you have those three things. I got to change my habits. I got to change my midas, and I got to work on not doing certain averis. V'hinani, zok the holy Ramchal, royet tzorech la'adam shiyam adagnu shakadrochav, dvar yoyim b'yoymai. Ashreinu, dvar yoyim b'yoymai. Every day to think about, kasoich harim ha'gdoil ma'ashir, v'al zotam ha'kol skelam alay, skalklu. Ask any businessman, ask any store owner, don't take inventory for one day, for 2 days, for 3 days, a week, 2 weeks, your business will go down the drain. That's just a fact. My business, me? Once a year, Baruch Hashem, we have Rosh Hashanah. Once a year, we have a time where we start thinking about a life. The tzaddikim, they think about their life every day. The Ramban, Igeres Ramban, he says that. The Igeres Ramban brings it. 10 minutes a day. Elabikfiyas gadol kirav hatoylada hu. There's tremendous fruit and payrus that a person gets when he does this. The moishim says, "Go make a cheshbon." Al ken yoyim ramoishim biyitzram. Those people who are moishul on their yetzer. Bo nachashav cheshbon shloilam. Think about life like we spoke today by the Suda. Bo nachashav cheshbon shloilam. Hafsid mitzvah keneged tzchara. What do I get when I do a mitzvah? What do I gain? What do I gain when I do a mitzvah? What do I lose when I don't do it? Tzchara avera keneged seder. What do I gain when I do an avera? And what do I lose? What do I lose? Right? What do I gain when I don't do an avera? What do I get when I do an avera? When a person thinks about that, right? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos have a mechashev, have said mitzvah keneged schar schar avera keneged hafseda. Think about it. Remember, like we said last parak, atzas paro is don't think. Just work. Just run. No, think. How's my life? What am I doing? What do I need to do? That's what he says. Somebody who already rose above and he has ownership on himself. He could choose when to get angry. He could choose when not to get angry. He could choose when to access himself properly and when not. Somebody who is still in jail from his Yetzihara. Holy Ramchal, thank you Hashem for the Ramchal. Why? Because he tells us that the Yetzihara is misame as Einov Mamish, Ruven Yonah. The Yetzihara goes ahead and blinds a person Mamish. And he says, we're going to continue this. It's like you're going in the dark. Could you believe we're not even 10 minutes? And you know what I'm going to do here? I'm actually going to stop here. Because I'm going to show how in 9 minutes and 46 seconds, under 10 minutes, 5, 4, 3, 2, keep 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzirah away and at bay. Under 10 minutes.